Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join us December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry, offering something for everyone's operation. Join us January 5th for a commercial cattleman's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com. While you're at Cattlemen's Congress, there are three opportunities for beef quality assurance certification or recertification on January 3rd, 5th, and 10th, with lunch included. Beef quality assurance certification is common sense cattle management training that helps us raise better beef for consumers while demonstrating our commitment to animal care. On January 5th, those that complete their BQA certification will receive a free ticket to the Cattlemen's Luncheon. To learn more and to register, visit the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org.
Well, Tom Wirth is the director at the Resource and Rural Economics Division, or RRED, at USDA. And I had the opportunity to catch up with him recently to talk about the findings from the reports that ERS publishes. A popular report Wirth talked about was something called Rural America at a Glance.
Well, one of our popular reports is one called Rural America at a Glance, and it looks at population, migration, employment, and industry in rural America. It provides a bird's-eye view of the 46 million Americans who live in rural America. And there are several findings in this year's report. One of them is that rural America is, the population is declining. If you look in the last decade from 2010 to 2020, that is the first decade where the rural population decreased. And that decrease, looking at that time frame, there's a 5% decrease in people under the age of 18. And there's a similar decrease of people of working age from 18 to 64. And so that leads to another finding in the report that rural America is aging. And in 2021, for the first time, the percentage of the population that is 65 years of age or older exceeded 20%, or 1 in 5. Just for comparison, if you go back to 2010, 16% of the rural population was 65 years or older.
Another report that comes out each year is something called America's Farms and Ranches at a Glance.
Correct. We have a report that comes out each year called America's Farms and Ranches at a Glance. And an interesting finding from that report is that 98% of America's farms are family farms.
If you're interested in seeing the farm income forecast that was released back on December the 1st, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. Well, if you're traveling over the holidays, got a little bit of good news for you. The nation's average gas price has declined again last week, falling 11.9 cents to $3.09 per gallon. National average is down 57.1 cents from a month ago and 20 cents per gallon from a year ago. National average diesel price fell 14.1 cents last week, reaching $4.77 per gallon. Overall, the price for a gallon of gasoline is down nearly $2 compared to 6 months ago, but oil prices may put an end to those declines pretty soon. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says while the decline should take the national average under $3 per gallon in the next week or so, it is soon likely to fade as oil prices have held in the $70 per barrel range. After reaching as low as $72 per barrel, West Texas Intermediate crude oil has seen a slight rally on China's reopening plans. However, DeHaan says diesel prices could fall another 50 cents or more in the next few weeks ahead. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.